The following is from Bloomberg View, the opinion section of Bloomberg.
One more hurdle is cleared. The Senate Judiciary Committee gave its approval to comprehensive immigration legislation. The risk remains, however, that compromise may be smothered by ideological conviction. To get the bill through the Senate committee, Democrats had to abandon an amendment that would have given gay and lesbian spouses of U.S. citizens the same immigration prospects as heterosexual spouses have. Thus, basic equity was sacrificed for the greater good of passing legislation to rationalize immigration laws and free some 11 million undocumented immigrants from legal limbo. In the House, the Judiciary Committee chairman has complained that the Senate bill would not secure the border. For some conservatives, border security has become close to an obsession, all but impervious to facts on the ground. Yet the U.S. spends roughly $18 billion a year on immigration control, and the Senate legislation promises as much as $6.5 billion more. The U.S. border with Mexico is not being neglected. In a similar vein, many House Republicans refuse to support legislation that doesn't explicitly deny health insurance subsidies to legalized immigrants. There's only so much ideological baggage a bill can carry. Immigration reform may be the only meaningful legislation this House is capable of producing. If it shatters, the nation will suffer, and the damage to what remains of public faith in Congress will be significant. The damage to the Republican Party will likely be far worse. This editorial was written by the Bloomberg View editorial board. I'm David Shipley. For more View, please go to Bloomberg.com/view.
This has been Bloomberg View.